Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Casey Wallach on MSL Radio. I'm Casey Wallach. Stephen is not here today, which means we will not be talking any Dallas Cowboys. So, back to the NFL. Cam Newton's contract has not been, the details have not been released yet, but they're saying that it's going to be 5 years, $100 million. No news on any, you know, of how much is the, you know, actual guaranteed in full or and then versus the guaranteed against injury. So it's, you know, you looked at recently the Tannehill's Miami contract, his 4 year extension was $19.25 million a year, $21.5 million fully guaranteed, $23.5 million guaranteed against injury. So then looking at Cam, you know, it's like they kind of have to pay him like a top 10 quarterback, even though he isn't one, because they can't afford to not have him. And it's probably good for Carolina to get the deal done before Russell Wilson's and Andrew Luck's, because of the, you know, the numbers are going to keep going up, at least with Andrew Luck, because, you know, people are saying he could get $25 million a year. And, you know, if you think about Cam Newton, I think last year he had, the number of hits he's taken was sacks or hits was 531, and the next person up was Ryan Fitzpatrick with 272. So, I mean, he's been battered around. But, again, you have to have somebody. And so, like, you know, I think that's where the Panthers are going with that. And Russell Wilson, people are saying he'll probably be in that same realm of $20 million a year, but he probably will have more money guaranteed because he is a more valuable quarterback. Now, because they basically had Wilson, you know, for free for the first part of his career, they, you know, so they've been able to create this, you know, luxury defensive line. Once Wilson gets his extension, then that kind of that ability to keep bringing in that top, the top name players is kind of going to go away. So on that, that's the update on that. Other news that came out today is that Adrian Peterson reported to back to the Vikings for OTAs. He said that he came back to be around his teammates and coaches and refamiliarize himself with the offense and see what direction the offense is going in. Seth Blatter today resigned as FIFA president, so he is no longer the president of everybody, and therefore there's lots of speculation as to, well, something must be coming down on him because, you know, who would do that just after being elected? Chris Bosh is back on the court for the Miami Heat, which is good news, doing, you know, getting his work in. And let's see. From last week, a note, Chip Kelly commented on the LeSean McCoy's comments about him being racist, saying that he had reached out, you know, he reached out to LeSean to discuss these things. He'll send him texts, his agent texts. He hasn't responded. Current Eagles players, DeMarco Murray and Malcolm Jenkins, thought that it was just ridiculous. Malcolm Jenkins said Chip's very transparent on evaluating players. DeMarco Murray said, smirking, "I'm looking around. There are a lot of us out here. Not sure about that." And one person who defended Chip Kelly that may not be the guy you want picking up the cape for you was Riley Cooper after his whole controversy with his racial comments at a Kenny Chesney concert a few years back. Is not necessarily the one you want addressing a race issue. So, with that, we'll go back to a little more Dwayne Wade talk. And the whole contract negotiations, whatever, the whole thing is, it's just, see, it's a, I mean, the media is really taking, you know, pushing this thing into the forefront, and I think that's what's causing more, you know, strain than anything. And, you know, the whole, Wade said, Riley said, you know, back and forth, you know, speculation isn't helping the situation. Dwayne Wade is going to be working the ABC for ABC for the NBA Finals. There should be an announcement coming today, I believe. But he's set to be a studio analyst on the pregame and halftime shows for games 2, 3, 6, and 7. And that'll start with NBA Countdown at 7:30 p.m. Sunday on ABC. ABC has been trying to arrange a Wade interview of LeBron James, which would be quite interesting. And when LeBron was asked about Wade by a reporter, I think it was yesterday, I'll just kind of read through the questions, but he seemed very surprised and everything. But the reporter said, what do you think about Wade down in Miami and how that may change things? LeBron said, what happened? And then the reporter said, Wade is talking about opting out down in Miami because they don't want to what is it right here? To match whatever that contract or whatever the contract was. Answer from LeBron, he said that. Again, surprise. That's what people are saying. LeBron says, did he say that? And then the reporter, this was really wasn't a really very good reporter, but just because of how the questioning is. But LeBron James basically said, I'm not commenting on it. Dwayne Wade didn't say I'm opting out, then I'm not commenting on that. So that's just a couple of little things. Dan Levitard wrote what I thought was a really good article that came out yesterday on ESPN.com and also on the Miami Herald, discussing, you know, the Wade-Heat relationship. Best for Wade is not necessarily what is best for the Heat, and that's where, you know, the things are starting to get messy, they can get messy and hurtful in the emotional side of the business. There was a couple other interesting things in the article. It was Wade, not LeBron James, who by himself kept Udonis Haslem with the Heat organization. Wade actually went to James with the idea of taking less money to include UD, but James refused. And so in order to keep Haslem, Wade volunteered to take the salary hit by himself. And that's why Wade was paid millions and millions less than Bosh and James, which is now one of those sacrifices that he would like to be reimbursed for, which is, you know, understandable. But the whole problem is with the whole 2016, you know, the plan, you know, the big plan that wants to make, you know, the big move to get Kevin Durant or, you know, a similar player. And, you know, and now it's, you know, Miami kind of still needs Wade to help them out with that. So it's a tough thing. And Levitard says, you know, team is not just on the court. It's management and players working together to be creative and extract themselves from the shackles of the salary cap. You know, Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, and Dwayne Wade have all played at discounts so that the team as a whole could have more. But the distinction is Wade is the only one of those three to do that while in his prime. So, and another part of the article also was he went on to say that Alonzo Mourning You know, when he came back to the Heat, you know, he won a championship with Wade, and he's now an team executive and who understands the business of the team so well that at Wade's wedding to Gabrielle Union, there was obviously some awkward moments with LeBron James being around, you know, still upset, you know, obviously upset Heat executives, and then eventually Mourning said to him, to James, to, you know, go over and show some gratitude and respect to the Heat management, and James eventually did do that. But it was just an interesting thing on the power of Zoe. let's see. Let me do one more quick one before you're ready for break. Iman Shumpert from the Cavs saw the new movie San Andreas with The Rock, obviously about, you know, massive earthquakes and destruction in California. And he went to Twitter and now he and sent to the Warriors. He now wants to play all the games in Cleveland. And he said he was pretty sure Golden State would agree once they see the movie themselves. Obviously, Golden State sent back a tweet saying, nah, we're good. I haven't seen the movie yet, but, you know, it's just kind of funny. Iman Shumpert also was, after practice, had his hair in a, you know, I mean, as you know, he's got quite interesting hair to begin with, but he had his hair in a, like a scrunchie on top of his head, and then Twitter got a hold of it and turned it all into memes of Riley Cooper next to Iman Shumpert, but that's just a little thing on that. This was something from yesterday or over the weekend. Former FIFA Vice President Jack Warner actually cited an article from The Onion as the real thing in his defense against this whole FIFA, you know, scandal and everything. So with that, let me go to the commercial break, and you're listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Casey Wallach on MSL Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway. miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Casey Wallach. I'm Casey Wallach in for Stephen today. And so here's a couple more NBA nuggets for you. This was a stat that came out yesterday that I saw, which was, I just found it really to be really interesting. It said that every NBA championship team since 1984 has had a player who played with Shaq at some point. And, I mean, so that's over 30 years. And, I mean, you go through thinking, like, all the, you know, different, like, 6 degrees of separation, whatever, you know, all that. But it really, I was like, wow. I mean, just the reach, the time from when, you know, Shaq started his NBA career and everything and, the vets he played with. But it was crazy. And Shaq also said yesterday, when he was asked on, I believe it was Dan Patrick's show, would he rather have LeBron James or Kobe Bryant in his prime? And he went on record saying that he would want Kobe because he has that killer instinct. Also, another interesting, it was a list of the best players to wear each number in the NBA, and the player who was on there the most, which is, it's funny because he's not even playing here anymore in the U.S., was Ron Artest, also known as Meta World Peace, also known as the Panda's Friend. He was on the list 4 times for 4 different numbers. Now, a player missing from the list is LeBron James. Obviously, number 23, hands down, goes to Michael Jordan. But number 6 went to Celtics legend Bill Russell. You know, even though he's the greatest player, he didn't make the list. Let's see. And then this is another little thing from last week, but that we never got to. But Dwight Howard, after the Rockets lost, said he still believes he is a champion, which prompted everybody to say, of what? Well, he actually did win a high school championship. So I guess there's some truth in his statement, but, you know, we all just give it a collective shrug. And, okay, funniest thing in sports. from the weekend. Here's the thing with soccer. I don't watch a lot of it, unless it's the World Cup. I mean, I know there's two really good guys named Ronaldo and Messi. That's about it. But something came across Twitter on over the weekend, and I just found it hilarious. So this player, Dani Alves of Barcelona, has a new hairstyle. And that looked exactly like the poop emoji. Literally, he's bald except for a swirling little pile, which looks like poo, on him in the middle of his head. I mean, if you Google it and you tell me that you don't see it. His name is Dani Alves. Even if you type in Barcelona poop emoji, you might be able to find it. So that's something. And then they, in the, keeping with the hairstyle thing, they released the, they had the NFL PA rookie something or other this weekend, you know, where they take the pictures of, you know, a bunch of the players and everything. And Rashard Perriman is literally the baldest man I've ever seen with dreads. No offense or anything, but sometimes you gotta, eventually you gotta let it go. They had pictures of him, you know, flailing him around, but where I really saw it was where it really stood out to you was in the picture of all the guys together. So keeping with some funny stuff or fun stuff, because it is kind of a slow day in sport, and I really am not well versed on this whole FIFA controversy, and that's what's leading the way today. So we're going to do, yesterday was Nick Swaggy P's Young 30th birthday. And I can't believe he's 30 years old. He's kind of amazing. It just is from a media standpoint. He always cracks me up. So we're going to do some of Nick Young's most amazing quotes. So to start, quote, and it's probably was when he was asked about why he only had tats on one arm, whatever. So I'm just going to go with these, okay? No tats on the right arm, strictly for buckets. All right, Swaggy. Next one. Swag Mamba? Nah, nah, I'm Swaggy P, baby. Can't be no Mamba. I don't want to be a snake. And then this is on the origin of his Swaggy P nickname. It's biblical. It's the Old Testament. The prophet of swag. That's probably one of my favorite ones. And then this is another one of my favorites. I don't miss, that's my new name, IBM, which we all know is not true. And this is after the Lakers win. It's just like my swag just rubbed off on everybody. It was unbelievable. Next one is on Kobe Bryant. I think he got some potential. On my 20th year, I'll probably have 46,000 points or something like that. And then one more, last one. There's a whole bunch of them. They did a whole story on it yesterday, again, Slow Sports Newsday. If Kobe gives him the death stare, I can't stop right now. My hands are hot. So that's our happy birthday to Nick Young. All right. Now, I think the Bulls are set to announce Fred Hoiberg as their new head coach today. That deal looks like the usual, or, you know, the run-of-the-mill, what you're seeing lately, $25 million, 5 years. We discussed yesterday why Hoiberg is a good fit for the Bulls, try and build them back up or at least rebuild some of the relationships and trust within that organization, who's been having, you know, so much trouble. And hopefully, you know, keep those players healthy. I don't really think Tom Thibodeau, or this is just my gut feeling, Chicago still owes Tibbs $9 million for the next 2 years, I believe, or, you know, so 4.5 each year. I would think he might not take another coaching job right away and just, you know, either do some, you know, broadcasting or whatever. I don't know how good Tibbs would be at broadcasting if he'd heard how his voice is, but make the Bulls pay you that money. After the way they ran him out of there, you know, I wouldn't fault him for that whatsoever. Okay. So last week also, Jared Dudley, who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, was doing the rounds on ESPN, you know, where he goes on all the different shows. And I believe he was on The Herd with Colin Cowherd, and he said that Melo was the most overrated player, which caused a whole big old uprising. Later, he eventually apologized. And Jared Dudley is an athlete I really enjoy, as you know, watching him, you know, off the court type stuff, because he'll just tell you, you know, he'll tell you the truth as much of it as, you know, possible. I mean, he's a straight shooter, and he's got these great stories. He had the story about going out with MJ in Vegas. I saw that on Highly Questionable, I think, but everybody's overreacted, because he also said that nobody wants to play with Kobe because essentially you're not going to get the ball, which is, everybody also knows that's true too. But, you know, it causes all this outrage with, you know, the Lakers fans and the Knicks fans with regards to Melo. I like when players don't just do, you know, typical player speak and, you know, kind of like what they call them, football quarterback, you know, speak, that they actually have a personality and, you know, are willing to actually answer questions with more than just some, you know, canned thing written on a stat sheet or whatever. So with that being said, it's time to do last 2 cents. I'll go through just a couple real quick. Kevin Love's shoulder injury was re-aggravated when a teammate hugged him when they were celebrating that they won the Eastern Conference Finals, and basically, you know, gave him the bro hug and kind of actually, you know, he bumped, you know, punched him in the shoulder. He was kind of whining about that yesterday. Geno Smith and Brandon Marshall from the Jets are living together. I don't know if that's a great idea or not. It should be interesting. And let's see. The Brewers won Sunday versus Diamondbacks. And this is just homework talk real quick. The game went 17 innings. It was almost 6 hours long. And they won with a walk-off home run by catcher Maldonado, who played all 17 innings. And I don't care what it is. You can't pay me to sit through 6 hours of baseball. I mean, three is enough. And so, I mean, props to all the Pete fans who stayed and supported, and good win for the Brewers. So with that, we will close the show today. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And you're listening to Stephen Sportsblog with Casey Wallach on MSL Radio.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Earn III, here only on MSL Radio.